Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. When we talk about myths dispelled, you're not going to want to miss Monday's show. This coming Monday, all I'm going to tell you is this. As we get closer to the show, I'll reveal more information. But what I will tell you is this, that Monday, August 29th, we're going to break the news and dispel a myth on this show that's going to actually make the mainstream media come and listen to Superhuman Radio. You're not going to want to miss Monday's show. If you can listen live, you're going to love it. That's all I'm telling you right now. Okay. We've got a great show planned for you today. The first hour, we're going to have Nathan Chase from Need to Build Muscle, sponsor of the show, on talking about progress in the company. There's a lot going on at Need to Build Muscle. Those of you who work with and are close to Nathan probably know all the things that have been going on. Later in the show, we're going to have Dr. John Chrysler on. I've gotten emails. I get them all the time. From listeners who are relatively new to the show, maybe they just started listening the past 6 months, past year, and they always say, hey, Carl, why don't you do a show about hormone replacement therapy for men, you know, the importance of testosterone, blah, blah, blah. And I usually say to them, well, I did that show years ago, and it's in the archive. Well, it's not in the archive anymore. It's rotated out. And so for those of you who are relatively new listeners, we're doing this show for you. For those of you who've heard it before, we're going to be covering some new science that may even support, to a greater degree, your decision to investigate hormone replacement therapy as you age. So there you go. Okay, my first guest has been a long-standing sponsor of the show and a friend of mine. I actually was worthy of editing his first cookbook, Nathan Chase. How you doing, Nathan?
Great. Yourself, Carl?
Very good. Very, very good. So I hear there's a lot going on in Massachusetts, especially around the area of Need to Build Muscle's offices and stuff like that. Lots of big news. What's going on, man?
Well, I mean, basically the company as a whole, Need to Build Muscle, has seen, you know, over 50% growth every year consecutively for the past couple of years now. We finally we're about to start our own storefront here in Salisbury, Mass. We'll have that opening up here on 141.
So when you say a storefront, you mean a retail location, huh?
A retail location, yes.
Now, okay, first of all, let's go back to just to the beginning for the second, because I'm not even sure I know this story. How did Need to Build Muscle, the company itself, evolve, and when did it start?
Well, I mean, there's a number of different ways that it started. I mean, I think Need to Build Muscle is so much more than just a company. There's so many people involved with the company and involved with the whole thing that Need to Build Muscle is. And it started a long time ago, you know, back in 2005 when I really started hitting the boards all the time, talking to people all the time, helping people all the time. You know,
and in fact, wasn't Need to Build Muscle a variation of your screen name back then, right?
Yes, my screen name, it's always been Need to Get AS.
Right.
Well, it started out as Need to Get AS, and then I changed it to Need to Get AAS because, you know, people kept messing up the last part of it.
Right.
Up ass and
right.
So I changed it to Need to Get AAS, and then, you know, so the name of the company was a spinoff of my forum name.
Right.
You know, and I did the book that, you know, we did together. I did that, and you edited that book for me, and we did that.
That was the cookbook. It was The Anabolic Kitchen. Wasn't that the name of it?
Yes.
Yes.
And we did that before the company. That was about almost a year and a half before the company.
Right.
And then, you know, my partners now, you know, were asking me, you know, we should start a company. You know, you've been a chef for, you know, 13 plus years. You should come up with a protein bar recipe or some kind of a food product that we
can
sell.
Right.
You know, and I was thinking to myself, you got to have a chemical processing plant to make a protein bar. So I really wasn't, you know, putting much into opening up a company until I finally came up with some idea that was going to be different.
What was the first product that you launched?
The very first product was the Better Protein Bars that we make. And it was Christmas of 2008 that my sister gave me. She was really, really didn't have a lot of money that year, and she made a cookie recipe, and she put it in a glass jar, and she taped the recipe to it.
Right.
And she basically put a little bow around it, and she gave it to me.
Right.
And, it's the thought that counts. My sister, I love her.
Right.
And, it birthed the company.
In other words, that cookie recipe led to you launching your product.
Yes, exactly. So, I was sitting there making the protein bars and making the cookies, and I said to myself, this is a really great idea. I could come up with some kind of a protein bar with the dry ingredients. Obviously, I can't put it in glass. You can't ship, big glass jars, but I'm sure I can come up with some kind of container I can put them in, and, it'll just be the dry ingredients, and then, the recipe will be on the box, on the label, and then they'll put the wet ingredients in it, and it'll be great.
Yeah.
So I went to work, coming up with a recipe. I thought back to some things that I used to make in the military, and I used to make something almost close to it. Like, it was like a peanut butter ball.
Right.
I used to make a ton of them, and I'm like, yeah, that's the perfect base for the recipe. So I used that, and I actually got a loan from somebody on the forums, a member on the forums. I won't say his name, but he's been around the forum, Elite Fitness, twice as long as I have, and I went to him because I knew he had money, and I said, listen, I want to start a company. Can I borrow $5,000? I swear I'll pay you back.
Right.
And he gave me the money. He's like, here it is. Here's the money. Go do it. I love the idea. And that's how Need to Build Muscle got birthed with that.
So was the concept of a finishing the product yourself instead of like a DIY product and food? Obviously, you give them all the ingredients. Everything's pre-mixed. They just have to add the wet ingredients and then portion control it out into bar sizes or whatever they want. Was that well-received by the end user? Did people think this is great, or did they think, that's a lot of work? I just go buy a protein bar at GNC.
Well, at first there was a little bit of resistance, but even at that time, back then, I still had a lot of the popularity that I have now, a lot of the trust of the members, because, I was out there on the boards helping people for years. So when I introduced the product, even though people were a little bit hesitant about it, they still received it and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try it.
Right.
I started out selling the protein bars through my PayPal. I didn't even have a storefront to sell them at. I didn't have a website you could go to. I just said, hey, I've got protein bars to sell. Send me a PM if you want to buy some.
Right.
And that was basically how Need to Build Muscle started.
How many protein bar, pre-mixed protein bar recipe products did you sell from right out of the gate?
Right out the gate, it was unbelievable. I was selling 500 or 600, 700 units a month.
Really?
Bars right out the first month, right out the gate, through my PayPal.
Really?
And I remember, working for other companies online, and I was making some decent money, but I was, just getting by, and I really wanted to make something out of this. I wanted to make a career out of it because I really liked being on the forums. I like all the people. I like helping the people. I just loved everything about it, and I wanted to do it so badly. And my wife and I quit my job as a chef to basically sit in front of the computer all day.
And what did your wife say when you told her, look, I want to quit my job as a chef. I know that I can do what I need to do sitting here in front of the computer.
She was really, really fighting it. Obviously picture, your wife.
Yeah, no, women are much more sensible than we are.
You know what I mean? And they're right, she's right there on my shoulder. Here's a bill here and, bill there. And she was going to college at the time. So at some point, I was actually paying bills with her college loans.
Wait. Hypothetically, you were doing that. We don't want the college loan.
Hypothetically. But I mean, basically, you could say it was getting to that point.
Right.
And when the protein bars finally hit, and you know that product hit, and then it was, you know, here's another box. Somebody ordered 10. Somebody ordered 20. The strength coach for a major NFL football team just ordered 500 of them.
Really?
You know, it was just, you know, that feeling of, wow, you know, I've got something and there's this can really become something someday.
Did she immediately have an about face when she saw the orders coming in? Did she go, wow, this is great, go forward? Or was she still hesitant, got to be cautious?
When that started, you know, and then it really started to take off, and, you know, then she was behind it, and she was, what other products can we make? How can I get involved? You know, she started, it wasn't until we actually got the website. The first website that we had was a Joomla site. It was like a
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, let's pick it up with the website, and then we're going to kind of fast forward to what's going on today. We're talking with Nathan Chase. He is the owner of Need to Build Muscle, and they are a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. And we're just going to take a trip down memory lane with Nathan, talking about how his company began and where it's headed. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Like a dog without a bone and an actor out alone, riders on the storm.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to AgeForce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate elevate DHEA levels, and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, that's me singing. You're right. I don't just do it in the shower. Just want to remind everybody about Age Force's new melatonin patch. We're getting rave reviews from people who are using it, posting on my Facebook page, sending me messages. You can get 50% off your order of the new melatonin patch at ageforce.com by using the coupon code SHRMEL, or go to superhumanradio.com and look for the banner ad. We're talking with Nathan Chase from Need to Build Muscle, needtobuildmuscle.com. They are a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. I very rarely have Nathan on. Ironically, we always have other people on, talk about their products. Instead of talking about products, we want to talk about Nathan's journey into the industry of the supplement world and where they're going. A lot of exciting things are going on at Need to Build Muscle. Okay, so your first website was what? What was it?
It was a Joomla plugin site. It's basically something that I could, you know, whip together really quickly.
Right.
And
so you basically, now Joomla is a good, Joomla is a fantastic information management tool. But what you're saying is you just use one of these basic templates. You just bought it, boom, and that was it.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some people do some amazing things with a Joomla.
Well, the FedEx website, FedEx.com, is Joomla, as well as MTV's UK website is written in Joomla. So Joomla is very robust.
Yeah, I mean, I have Brutal Alchemy, which I bought out that company, and their whole entire site is made on a Joomla, and it's a beautiful looking site.
Yeah. But you bought one of these prefab template Joomla sites like that. You just put your images on it and use all.
Upload. I was taking pictures of the products, and you know, when we expanded to the Joomla site, I went and I spoke to another friend that I had in the industry. His name is Jesse, and he owns a supplement manufacturing company out in Texas, and I was working for him for a couple of years as a rep and as an accounts manager. And you know, I was picking him up a lot of clients and things like that, and I had lost contact with him for a while, but then I was like, well, you know what, I want to start getting this thing going. I've got the store, you know, I've got my PayPal, let me call this guy up and see if he'll help me out. And basically the original phone call was, hey Jesse, you know, I've got a couple of ideas for some products. You know, I want to make B-Straw, Katana Draw, Trend TFO, Diesel Bolin, and this was the first, you know, pro hormone line that I came out with.
Right.
And I said, but, you know, I really don't have a lot of money, and what I'm hoping for is that you can, you know, make me 400 or 500 units of each product.
What you were really looking for him was not to do anything for free, but you wanted him to agree to do short runs that you could afford to pay for up front.
Exactly.
Right.
And you know, he was great with that. At the time, his company was, you know, and it still is, you know, all about taking care of smaller orders and things like that. So we got to, you know, because usually when you want to do something, you got to come out with huge batches. And then I knew about his company before, and I knew about the quality of the products that he uses, the ingredients and the standards that he has, and I knew that it was the place that I wanted to go with. And, I mean, we've just grown with them ever since then. And, I mean, every single product that he puts out is the best you can get.
So basically, his investment in you, giving you easy entry, has turned you into a long-standing client of his. So it was very smart of him to do that, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're one of the best accounts he's got, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, it all started because, you know, I asked him to, you know, help me out and give me, you know, some terms, 35, 40-day, whatever terms on some products and stuff, and help me, you know, get the ball rolling. And, you know, he was all for it. And, I mean, you know, that first month when we put those products up, it was unbelievable the amount of products we were selling.
Now, Nathan, that's not always the case. There are lots of guys with good products that launch and don't get anybody to buy their products. So obviously,
what happened to you was because you had such a presence on the boards, people felt that they knew you, that they wanted to patronize you. They wanted to buy from you.
Exactly. And that's, you know, and that's sort of how, you know, with my experience in everything that's happened to me through Need to Build Muscle and then through Ruthless Supplements that I started and then buying out Brutal Alchemy. And
I was just going to say, Ruthless actually was, you bought out Brutal Alchemy and turned it into Ruthless Supplements, right?
Yes.
Now, originally you did that with another sponsor of my show, and that's Mitch Barham over at Orbit Nutrition, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And later on, probably 6 months ago or so, or later on down the road, I, you know, bought out my sponsors, and now I'm the sole proprietor of the company.
Right,
you know, and
right.
Basically, I mean, that's what I've been doing, is just looking for personal growth as well as company growth, and every opportunity I get to invest into a new business, you know, or you know, in grow in this industry, you know, I get into it as much as I possibly can.
Now, will Ruthless Supplements change its name, or will it stay Ruthless Supplements, or are you going to just absorb the product line?
Actually, Ruthless Supplements is going to stay Ruthless Supplements. And what's going to happen with that is right now we're in the middle of a company restructure.
Right.
We will restructure, and then the site will be back. We will be selling the products again. What we do need to do is we wanted to do, you know, make the products a lot more professional, change the theme on them a bit, but everything's coming back with that company. As of right now, 99% of the products are selling through Need to Build Muscle right now, and I wanted to make sure that was, you know, we were doing that so that, you know, people didn't lose out.
The continuity,
you know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and didn't you know, and especially when you get the ball rolling on something, you don't want that ball to stop rolling because
right.
It's hard to get it going again.
Right. Which leads me to the another business that people probably don't realize you're in, but because of your kind of an organic process occurred with you, your presence on the bodybuilding forums and on fitness forums and on different websites in helping people, as you like to put it, led you to another business venture, which is actually an advertising company that does advertising for other supplement manufacturers, right?
Yes, yes. And it's you know, it's a really good, big testament to myself that, you know, I'm willing to go out there and work just as hard for other companies to the point where everybody out there on every forum thinks I own the place. I work so hard for them.
Right.
You know, and I don't. But I'm working so hard for them, other people think I do.
Right.
You know, and you know, that's
and obviously, and obviously most people would say, well, that's counterintuitive because every dollar that you convince this person to spend with that supplement company is in fact a dollar that they don't have to spend with your company, but that's not the case, is it?
Absolutely not. I mean, there's so much out there. There's so many people that need help. There's so many different needs that people have, and so many different ways to, you know, use the products that other companies have to help the people's needs out there on all the forums, out there, you know, on the blogs and talking to people and on the phone and things like that. I mean, what I do is, you know, with my media management company is first of all, right out the gate, I've had many different companies contact me, but, you know, unless you're a company where I feel like you've got a product, that, or a set of products that will fit into, you know, my scheme of things and the way I like to help people, if you've got something that I feel can meet the needs of the people out there on the forum.
Right, because you already have, you know what people are looking for. So what you do is you'll evaluate a product up front and determine before you even decide to work with this person whether or not there's a need for it.
Exactly, you know, and maybe it may be just one product that I like a lot, so we'll pick up the whole company and we'll do the best. We'll do a great job with all the, you know, with all the products.
Right.
You know, and we do so much when it comes to Muscular World Media because, you know,
which by the way, for those people, that's the name of your advertising arm, Muscle World Media.
It's Muscular World Media.
MuscularWorldMedia.com. Okay.
And basically, I based the entire company around if you were a brand new company and you just started and you're starting from scratch, you want to start, let's say, a supplement company. What are the things that you need to do? You need to get a business license. You need to, get a website, create a website, get a merchant terminal. All of those things. We do all of that. Then you need writers to be able to write emails for you. Some companies, I've seen so many companies come into a forum, slap up banner ads, pay a sponsorship fee, they're there for 2 months, and then they're gone.
Yeah, they don't understand that that's just the starting point. You have to work that forum now. You have to
be
there constantly answering questions and taking heat sometimes, too.
Yep, you have to be out there. People want, especially on forums, people want to see somebody representing the company out there on the forums every day. They want, not just because they want to be able to ask you questions about your products, but they want, a lot of the forums out there, no matter what forum you go to, everybody who's been on a forum before knows, everybody goes to small forums, they'll jump from forum to forum to forum, but you got some place that you call home. Everybody has, at least one forum that they say, that's my home forum right there.
Right.
And when it comes to sponsors of that site, you want to see them getting involved with your home forum, getting involved with your community, out there, giving advice to the members out there, giving away free products or helping the site do contests or, there's all kinds of things that you can be doing to get involved with the community, and they want to see that. So that's one thing that we show clients how to do, or we do for them, because we've got, over 185 representatives internet-wide on all different forums, from top to bottom, from brand new members all the way up to, executive moderators on a lot of sites. So we've got a lot of depth to the chart. We have a full writing team. When you come into a site and you become a sponsor, there's other things than just banners that usually you can get for your sponsorship money. You can get a mailer every month, but, a site like Elite Fitness or RX Muscle, they're not going to write the content about your product.
Right, you have to give it to them, right.
They'll say, hey, we've got a slot here. You can, we can send out one mailer a month or two mailers a month for this amount of money or a mass PM, but I'm not writing it. We've got enough of our own work and writing work to do. So, for a guy or even, a small company, especially startup companies, it can become overwhelming for just one guy to sit there and write all the emails, go out there on the forums and do all of this work that they have to do. And then, trying to take advantage of the SEO of a site like, say, Elite Fitness has a page rank of 5. Taking advantage of that and putting SEO-style write-ups on the forums so that Google, your site, since it's brand new, like when my site was brand new, Need to Build Muscle, I could write the greatest piece ever, and it's not going to show up on Google. But if I put that same exact write-up on Elite Fitness, it'll show up the next day on the first page of Google, and then I just redirect it to my site.
Right.
So it's the small little tricks like that, using that to help you grow your site, help you get more traffic to your site, help sell your products. And I think the biggest thing that makes everything that we do grow so well is that we do make sure that the companies that we deal with are top-notch companies. We make sure that especially myself, I make sure that I believe in the company. I agree with the company's
mission and logic.
And motive, and I, there's a lot of companies out there that they just don't do well because they don't have the right motive behind why they're out there.
Hey, Nate, we have to take a break. When we come out at a break, we'll pick it up where we're leaving off, talking about Muscular World Media, and then we're going to go on to talk about what's going on at Need to Build Muscle. You can learn more about Need to Build Muscle by going to needtobuildmuscle.com. Later in the show, we'll have Dr. John Chrysler. We're doing a beginner's 101 show on male hormone replacement therapy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
There's a new groove. There's a new thing. It's down to the nitty-gritty.
My guest this hour is Nathan Chase from NeedToBuildMuscle.com. We've just been traversing his career in the supplement industry and the various companies that he owns. Nathan, we were talking about Muscular Media.
Muscular World Media.
World Media. And what you do for companies that want to get started in the supplement industry. You actually give them a kind of a turnkey approach to get started,
yeah.
Right?
Well, that's, I mean, because I've been through the process so many times, you know, I sat down and looked at every single step that I had to go through as many times as I've been through it. I looked at everything that my company has now, and some companies, you know, they have a ton of money and they're able to just come out the gate with everything. You know, where Need to Build Muscle had to progressively grow from, you know, all the way back to the PayPal site, you know, and saying, hey, come, you know, buy some protein bars from me to where it is now, where you go to the website and it's really, you know, coming together and looks great. And now we've got, you know, a graphics team, we've got a writing team, we've got SEO teams, we've got, you know, admins of the forums. And, you know, so I had to go, you know, from nothing and work and fight and grow every step of the way to get to where Need to Build Muscle is now. And I had to do that with Need to Build Muscle. I had to do that with Ruthless Supplements when I took, because even at that time we weren't, you know, as big as we are now. So
right.
I had to grow the Ruthless brand and then, you know, we've picked up reps over the years, and it's been working on this form, working on that form, getting to know the admin, you know, the owners of all the boards, and I've got, you know, great relationships with all the admins of all the form owners, and, you know, just going through every step that I went through, you know, and then writing it all down and taking a look at it, and then, you know, adding more to it. Obviously, you know, we do printed graphics, we do business cards, we do labels, we do supplement design, because, you know, those are one of the things that myself and a lot of my colleagues have been doing for years. Nelson Montana is, you know, basically a part of the company. You know, Muscular World Media and Need to Build Muscle, they make up such a large array and such a depth pool of people that I could, you know, basically call employees, but they're, you know, they're just people that are involved with this thing that we have. You know, it's just something that's become even bigger than myself, even bigger than the company. Is there's just this huge depth pool of people that are sitting there waiting to help others. And it's unbelievable how, you know, I can call up Nelson and say, hey, I need, you know, a product design that's going to do this or that. And, hey, I've been waiting to make a product that can do that for years now. And, you know, here it is. And we'll, you know, put products together for people, or, you know, writers that you probably know and people that have been writing in the industry for years, they, you know, they're on the payroll and working for us now.
Right.
So it's just, it's grown and grown and grown. And now we can basically take a company from ground zero, like we did with Need to Build Muscle, all the way to where Need to Build Muscle is now, and do everything for you that we've had to do for Need to Build Muscle from starting point to ending point.
And you've actually brought some of those people to Superhuman Radio over periods of time as they started to grow and you wanted to expand them and get them more exposure. You've brought them over here as part of your Muscular Media, World Media approach.
Oh, absolutely. I put people into, you know, wherever I feel they can get some good advertising, you know, and they can get some good exposure, or where I know there's a demographic that the products that they're selling are going to help. So I've brought some people over to Superhuman Radio because we've had great success with Superhuman Radio. You know, not just coming on the show and having a good time, but, you know, actually sitting there watching people come into my store writing, heard about you from Superhuman Radio,
Right.
You know, and seeing that come in, just, you know, it's great because, you know, hey, they're coming from
it's
Superhuman
working.
Radio.
Yeah, it's
you
working.
Know? It's working.
So let's talk about where Need to Build Muscle is going. Why a retail store? Why would you want to be bothered with a retail store?
Well, you know, I was thinking about the whole idea about retail store, whether I wanted to do it or not, my original idea to want to do the retail store is just because the actual popularity of the products within this area has grown and grown. There's actually about 10 different gyms locally that carry the products now.
Really?
You know, that just kept getting larger and larger. And then, you know, we had the annual Need to Build Muscle party not too long ago, where basically, you know, it's a party that I have every year now.
Talk about that. Where was the party?
It's at my house in Amesbury, Mass. And it's, you know, at my house every year. The first party we ever had, it started out with, me and, Shannon Trimble, who on the forums, her name is SBT, who else was there at the first one? Obviously her husband now, Swede, who they met, got together on my forum, and my wife geez, you know, I think that was it for people from the actual forums that was there the very first Need to Build Muscle party. And
wow.
Then the one that we just had the other day, I mean, we had people flying in from all over the country, all over the world. I rented out the local hotel here in Amesbury. I had to rent out.
Really? From all over the world? I mean, like, how far away from were people coming from?
I had one person who came from Europe, came from Italy, and then we had people from Texas, pieces.
Wow.
Who came down from Texas, Shannon, my cards, the guy that does a lot of my cards and printing graphics and labels, he came down. He's down there in, I think it's, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And then, yeah, he actually drove up. He went,
right.
He went to the, Samuel Adams' place here in Boston and took his wife there, and then he came down here. And, you know, we had people flying in from all over the world, but, you know, I announced it on my forum that I was going to have the party, and I publicly announced that here's the address, you know, show up if you want to, you know, have a good time, and if you're a part of the, you know, company. And I tell all of my people, because I really feel this way, I tell all the people on my forums and all the people out there that, you know, if you buy our products, you support our company, you're a part of Need to Build Muscle.
Right.
You know, you're a part of my family. So, you know, I treat them as part of my family because, you know, that's the way they've treated me, you know, and that's just the way that it's grown. So I, you know, put it out there to the forum. The party's going to be at this address. And, I mean, the response was just unbelievable from local people showing up to the party. It was, you know, at one point we had somewhere around like 30, 40 people, you know, coming and going. And, you know, I woke up the next morning, my kitchen table was in the fire. So, I mean, we had a great time, you know. And so, you know, all that local support made me decide, you know what, let's do a storefront here. Also because, you know, I'm into food products and things like that, so I do want to start.
Yeah, so you need a place that you could actually set up your processing, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, we looked at a couple of different locations. We found a really great location where, you know, I was storing my products in an air cooled facility. It had to be, you know, a nice facility set up with air cooling and,
right,
you know, all kinds of stuff like that. It was costing a good amount of money anyways. So I said, you know, for the amount of money that I'm spending on that and, you know, the amount of money that I'm spending on a couple of other things, I can get this, you know, nice storefront here that's, you know, right next to 30 seconds down the street from like three gyms. It's on the busiest highway in the city that connects six other cities. The location is unbelievable. You know, I've got a lot of my family members in this economy. There's a lot of people that are looking for work, you know, and I actually want to, you know, help my family and help my friends and put them to work. Now I can. They can do the cash registers and talk to the customers and things like that. I mean,
exciting.
I was able to take my brother-in-law, you know, God rest his soul. He, you know, had some drug problems for a very long time. And, you know, you know, just talking about.
Are you okay? Don't worry about it. Take your time.
Talking about Need to Build Muscle, man, it's just.
You got a lot invested, a lot of emotion invested in this company, don't you?
Everything that we've done, it's been so great. You
Did
know?
Your brother-in-law work with you?
Yeah, he works with me now. And all right, give me a second.
Take your time. It's okay.
He, He got sobered up, you know, and he's doing a good job, and he's a good
kid.
So,
in other words, you gave him a place to reinvest himself, and he had a reason, and you also probably gave him a lot of support, and you helped him find his life again.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a wonderful, you know what? That's what a corporate culture is supposed to be about.
Exactly.
It's not supposed to be about profits at all. At the end of the day, it's not supposed to be profits only. It's supposed to be about people, and that's what you're saying. The company is made up of people, and you care about the people in the company.
Yeah, you know, and that's what it's all about, you know, and it's been like that since day one, just, you know, meeting people, making friends. I mean, we've had so many great things happen. I mean, you know, I met Rick O'Shea, great guy.
Yeah, sure, sure,
sure.
made those videos for me. They're like professional movie grade videos. I mean, you watch these.
I've seen them. They're great. I know.
And they're unbelievable. And he did it for nothing because I reached out to him one day, talked to him as a friend, helped him. And then, he turned around and helped me back. You know,
Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. Okay. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up this interview. This is obviously a very, very poignant interview for Nathan Chase. You can tell that Nathan is not somebody who is just in the business for the business. This really is what runs through his veins. Check out his products at needtobuildmuscle.com. We'll be right back. Dix Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the one and only
dysfunctional DJ.
Stranded at the drive-in, branded a fool.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
What will they say?
We're talking this hour with Nathan Chase. Later in the show, Dr. John Chrysler. We have Grease with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg mashup. How do you like this one, Nathan?
Nice. That's an oldie.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. So,
I guess you're going to be opening up a Canadian branch for Need to Build Muscle now, huh?
Yes, we've looked into and started all the paperwork. We've talked to a couple of different warehouse companies, shipping facilities. We've partnered up with a couple of different people, and the website is up. You can go to needtobuildmuscle.ca, see that the website's there, you know, and basically have a tangible good to know that it's coming soon. It has been something that we've been talking about for a while, but it has been on the back burner. We just want to make sure that it's perfect when we do put it out there. And it just, I personally, that's just one more thing that I had to go through and learn how to do, the hard way. I thought it was just going to be, set up the website, get a company, business license to do business in Canada, and we're good to go.
Right.
It wasn't that simple. It's, you gotta change some of the products around. Labels gotta be different. Changes have to be made.
Right.
So, I have to do all the paperwork for that. Had to build up new types of stock and things, but we're setting that up. And the Need to Build Muscle Canada store is going to open up, I would say, by the beginning of 2012, I would say no later than that.
Cool.
So we should have Need to Build Muscle Canada set up, and we're already in talks with other companies to doing a Need to Build Muscle UK or Need to Build Muscle Euro. One of my good friends over at Predator Nutrition, great company.
Yeah.
Great guy. I've been talking to him a lot about that. He's, really excited in the product. So our products are worldwide. They are available to everybody in the world, domestically. We want to expand, and we want to go globally as well as here in America. We want to go, basically it's locally with the storefront and globally with the Need to Build Muscle Canada and other places like that.
Now, Nathan, do you get into the gym as much anymore now that you've got so many different ventures? I know for a fact that you're well known for staying up for 2 or 3 days at a time working, to get everything done. Do you get into the gym at all anymore?
Well, I've been up for the last 48 hours right now. Actually, I was up at 10 o'clock. I do still get into the gym. Obviously not as much as I was when I was, my wife yelling at me over my shoulder with not much work to do.
Right.
And being able to just walk to the gym every minute. But now that I've got all the things that I've got going on, I get to the gym, but not as much as I did before. I had to go and get I got a really nice setup to sit in my house. And
oh, so you got a home gym? You got a home gym now?
Yeah, I have a home gym, and a lot of people, they look down on a home gym, but I've got a really, really nice setup. Fitness is important to me. So, in order to be able to get up and work out at least a couple of times a week for a couple of hours, each time, I invested almost 10 grand into the setup that I have, which
right.
is, the adjustable dumbbell set, the nice one.
Did you get the power block? Did you get power block,
Keto? It's the power block.
Yeah, the square ones.
Yeah,
because they're a sponsor of the show too.
Exactly.
Yeah,
okay. I got those.
They're great, aren't they? They're
amazing. Yeah. So I've got two sets of them. I got one set for my wife. And because I set up the home gym, that is kind of allow my wife to start working out with me because she doesn't like going to the gym.
Right.
So now I start working out and she'll kind of mosey on into the kitchen. Oh, I see you working out, and she'll, grab her notebook and start working out too.
Right.
I still get to the gym and I still have a gym membership. I got to go to the gym at least every other week. I go to the gym one time to do, some heavy deadlifting, some heavy squats,
right.
and things like that. Because I just, even with the home gym, I have a fat bar. It's, I got a nice setup. It actually sits in the corner of my house, in the corner of the room, and it's the bar is bent towards the center of the room.
Right.
So it's a big fat bar.
Right.
You can do
rows with that. You can do a lot of stuff.
Oh, you can do every. Yeah. Well, it's got every single setup you can think of, and it's mostly set up for free weights.
Right.
Besides the flies, and the pull downs and things, but it's mostly set up for free weights. It's got the Smith, and you know, the Smith is a fat bar, and then I've also got a separate bar to do my bench press and things like that. And I had to buy a separate bench so that I could do that too. I mean, because I personally, you know, believe the more you're doing free weights, the better.
Right.
You know, the more you're stabilizing the weight yourself, the better. So I invested into those setups, and I get into the gym a couple times a week, and not half as much as I'd like to, not half as much as I probably should, but enough so that I don't. You know, so
you
don't
start taking.
Like,
yeah, you start. Yeah, you don't start going backwards. Now you have kids, right? You have one or two children.
I actually have three children.
Three. Okay.
Yeah, I have my oldest son is 12. He's going to be turning 12 here in November. My daughter is 7, and my youngest son is 6 years old. And God bless them. I mean, they're here at the business with me today. They're out in the other room with my wife, who's basically the backbone of my company. You know, as far as getting the business paperwork done and shipping products and things like that, along with the employees that she has. But my kids have been quiet, and it's like they're never quiet.
They must know you're on the phone, maybe.
Yeah,
that's why.
They must sense it or something. I don't know. They're usually
now
never...
The older ones are in school, right?
School hasn't started yet, but
okay.
In this area, we haven't started yet, but yeah, they all are in school.
Yeah, actually, so it hasn't started yet. I was going to say, I didn't know. I thought maybe you were going to say no. I homeschool on top of everything else.
Yeah, get it. No, they go to public. My oldest son goes to private school. You know, it's something that you know I wanted to pay for and get him a good education, and he needs. You know, that extra help. So I wasn't, you know, too impressed with the junior high here in the city.
Right.
But the other schools are great. So, you know, he's got a lot of friends in the local area and stuff, and he's doing good. My kids, they still get their time. You know, I work 2 or 3 days in a row sometimes, but I take every single Saturday off. You know, I shut off the computer.
Right.
I mean, I've been known to peek at it a bit, you know, when my wife's not looking.
Right.
But, you know, mostly Saturday is our day. We go out, we go to the, you know, the local theme park, we go to the movies, we sit down and watch movies as a family. But I set that time aside for us.
Good for you.
You know, for my kids, because I love my kids, and I don't want them to think, you know.
Someday look back and say, yeah, Dad was so busy chasing money, he forgot about us, you know.
Exactly. Or Dad was so, you know, so busy helping other people, how come he never helped me? You know, I don't want my kids saying that.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, but it's great because even my oldest son, he's, you know, going to be 12, and to hear him say, you know, and he said it more than a few times, I want to do what my dad's doing.
Right.
I want to work for need to build muscle. You know, when I grew up, I never said I want to do what my dad's doing. You
know? What'd your father do?
He was actually, I mean, my father, God rest his soul, he worked his living ass off every day. I mean, I hardly saw him because he worked his ass off just to pay the bills.
Right.
He was he started out as a chef. I mean,
he was a chef.
And he had his master's degree in culinary arts, like myself. And, but when we started to get older, that, you know, he had the same thing that I had, which was, you know, the chef life just isn't the family man's life.
Right,
So he got a job doing computer circuit boards, working with computer circuit boards.
Wow.
And he did that for 35 years, making computer circuit boards with
But isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? You may not have wanted to do what he did, but you ended up being a chef for a period of your life as well. Hey, Nathan, we've come to the end of the interview. I want to thank you for your candidness, your honesty today. I want to wish you all the luck in the world with the growth of your company and your family as well. I hope that the retail location turns out to be an amazing opportunity for you. I also want to thank you for being a sponsor on the show.
Absolutely, Carl. And I'd just like to say, you know, for everybody out there listening, needtobuildmuscle.net is our forum. You're welcome to come be a part of what Need to Build Muscle is, which is, you know, as you can see, it's a lot more than just a company trying to sell products. It's, you know, a large group of people trying to help as many people as they can.
There you go. Nathan, have a great day, brother.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. Visit needtobuildmuscle.com for products, needtobuildmuscle.net for the forum. When we come back, we'll have Dr. John Chrysler on doing the Male Hormone Replacement Therapy 101 class. We'll be right back.
lucky, lucky, you're so lucky.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com.
When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, and I really mean this when I say it, a week doesn't go by that I don't get an email from somebody who has just started listening to the show or has only been listening for, let's say, the past year. And they'll say, hey, Carl, why don't you do a show on male hormone replacement therapy? The reality is my show was founded on that subject. Probably some of the earliest interviews I ever did were about the benefits of HRT. But, you know, those shows are no longer in the archive, number one. And science has changed. There's new evidence out there, the benefits of HRT. And there's only one person that I can talk to about this, and he's Dr. John Chrysler. How you doing, John?
Hi, Carl. Good to be with you.
And, of course, Dr. Chrysler's website speaks specifically to men's needs about HRT, and the name of the website is allthingsmale.com. And Dr. Chrysler's office is affectionately known to his patients as the Man Cave. Isn't that right?
They sure seem to like it here.
Don't you ever get tired of working with guys, John?
Not really. No. It's kind of like a hunting lodge around here. We made it this way because we have to be here all the time, and guys seem to feel real comfortable when they come in.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, so let's do this. For those out there who may be thinking about HRT, but
there's so much negative propaganda being spewed by the medical orthodoxy, the dangers of hormones. You know, I mean, I've heard, if I had a penny for every time someone told me that their physician said, you know, take this antidepressant, and then someone said, well, I heard that hormone replacement therapy can also, and they say, yeah, but that's a hormone. Like it's something bad. Hormones are naturally occurring in the body. They're messengers. You have them your whole life until they start to dissipate as you get older. Why does the medical orthodoxy, by and large, avoid hormone replacement therapy in place of a variety of supplement? I mean, pharmaceutical drugs to try to do the same thing as, say, just one HRT procedure?
Excellent question. It's just a status quo, I think. I mean, the fundamental idea that natural bioidentical substances, that is, those substances which are exactly like those God-given in your body, can be bad for you, but somehow synthetic chemicals must be good for you, I just don't know where the reasoning comes from. I think a lot of this stuff with respect to sexual hormones, you know, comes through the misuse of some studies regarding anabolic steroids, in particular oral anabolic steroids, from back in the 1950s, when doctors were prescribing methyl testosterone right and left, and because they were loving taking it themselves. That's why on the package insert for the testosterone products, it says there's a risk of liver damage from taking, for instance, a testosterone gel. I've yet to see liver function tests rise from anybody putting on Androgel or Testum or Fortesta or Axiron or any of those big pharma gels or the compound gels.
Well, I can tell you personally that I had to get some blood work done for a specific reason. And at the time that I had the blood work done, I was using super physiological doses of testosterone. And my hepatic assay was perfect. I had nothing going. There was no indication of any type of hepatic stress. And I actually did it on purpose. I didn't back off. I thought, gee, I'm going to be curious to see what happens. You know, let's talk about that for a second. It's important for those people who don't understand where a lot of the negative propaganda, both for men and women, comes from about HRT in general. It's because of two things, and you correct me if I'm wrong, because of the preparation of oral hormones, which are designed to resist liver breakdown, number one, and number two, the forms of hormones that they use, for instance, that are liberated from animals or and things like that.
Sure. Well, you're speaking basically about, you know, female hormone replacement therapy now, where you wanted to use oral, not just oral estrogen, but also an oral progestin, which is a synthetic progesterone. And normal bioidentical progesterone, for instance, is a vasodilator. It relaxes the blood vessels. The progestin, the synthetic progesterone, is a vasoconstrictor. So, gee, why should it be a surprise that women who go on this type of hormone replacement therapy, this invalid type of hormone replacement therapy, end up having increased risk of heart attacks and strokes, especially in the year after a cardiac event? And that really just follows what
I never knew that. I never knew that it had an opposite effect when it was synthetic. That's amazing.
Yeah. And the second issue that you mentioned with respect to, you know, using hormones from other animals, anyone who knows where Premarin comes from, the way they torture those animals to produce Premarin, I can't believe anybody in good conscience would have a right for it, to be honest with you.
Well, I also had a physician on my show one time say that humans produce three types of estrogens, but horses produce 18, and that you're getting all of those when you get Premarin.
Actually, I don't believe that's true. I think they pretty much, it's an estradiol, but we have about 40 different flavors of estrogens that we identified in humans because of the breakdown products and so forth. You know, everybody knows that. That's what we're following on 24-hour urines. There are three basic categories of estrogens. And estrogen is a category of drugs. Testosterone is a specific molecule. The opposite of estrogen is not testosterone. The opposite of estrogen is androgen. So when you speak of estrogens, we're talking about three major groups.
I gotcha.
But also all the subtypes,
all
as
the
well.
Fragments, right? The downstream
right.
conversions
the,
and so
due
on.
Do the phase one and phase two a breakdown of estradiol through the estrones and so forth, and that's what we're watching with respect to, you know, breast cancer risk in women, but also prostate cancer risk in men. We see increased levels of the 4-hydroxyestrone in people with certain enzyme deficiencies and the inability to clear toxins from their body, which I think is responsible in part for why it is you can't get men to recover from either steroids or testosterone replacement therapy that happens when you try a restart protocol.
Really?
We can't use triptorelin or low-dose clomiphene or so forth on them is because there's a present chronic inhibiting factor that's shutting them back down again.
Really?
Yeah.
And you think it's it's toxic, and in essence, is this some sort of residual from the testosterone that's being used?
Yeah, Dr. Shippen and I have discussed this at length. He thinks there's something even in the bile and so forth. That basically, you get the system up and running again. You get these guys, you put them on low-dose clomiphene, like 12.5 milligrams a day, which it really was Shippen that led us at. He and I, working together, figured about 6 or 7 or 8 years ago that 25 milligrams of clomiphene was plenty. The guys out there taking way too much, especially to recover from a steroid cycle or taking clomiphene and tamoxifen. There's no reason to have to use both of them. But just to recover from a suppressed system, 12.5 milligrams long-term is enough. And then you don't get enough of the estrogenic effects from the half of the clomiphene that is an estrogen to bother you. Or perhaps trying to use low-dose clomiphene, for instance, 12.5 milligrams, as testosterone replacement therapy. We've been having some success in our patients with that, with or without some aromatase inhibition or some danazol to lower sex hormone bioglobulin. But you get these guys up and running on 12.5 milligrams of clomiphene, they're getting great levels. They may not feel it yet because, again, you may have to do something with their estrogen. You may have to do something, as some danazol to lower their sex hormone bioglobulin. And we can put all that into one capsule, which would be nice for a guy just to pop one capsule every day instead of shots or put on gel. And it's got to be more natural because he's stimulating his own system. So we like that as well. But you got these guys up and running on 12.5 milligrams. You got the hypothalamic impulse generator running good. And then you withdraw the medication, and their system shuts back down again. There is a reason why that happened. There has to be a suppressive influence why they're not continuing to run, even at that low dose, because basically that's a taper dose at 12.5 milligrams a day.
Right. Interesting. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the science that shows that testosterone therapy for men, once indicated, is actually very beneficial. We're talking today with Dr. John Chrysler. You can learn more about his practice by going to allthingsmale.com. We'll be right back.
Nein, ach Mensch, warum denn nicht? Jetzt hab ich dich von dem Laden über den Wagen bis in den Vorgarten rumgekriegt. Doch wir treten auf den...
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you just tuned into the show, I just want to mention again, this coming Monday, we're going to be breaking a myth, busting a myth on this show that's probably going to get me some national mainstream media attention. I am not going to tell you much more than that right this second. Friday, on Casual Friday, I will allude to some more information about the show. But if you can tune in Monday, the 29th, live, I promise you, what we're going to be talking about on this show is going to be explosive. Explosive, I use that word specifically. Okay. This hour, we're talking with Dr. John Chrysler from allthingsmail.com. And actually, I had a brief conversation with Dr. Chrysler during the break, and he suggested that I ask this question now coming out of the break. So this is what we're going to do. Instead of going right into the research that proves that HRT for men is valuable, when men are on hormone replacement therapy for the first year, they generally see amazing results. Libido is up, energy is up, and very, very few, if any, noticeable side effects. Around the second year, they start to maybe shed a little hair and start to show signs of DHT accumulation. Even aromatase activity seems to go up. And I asked Dr. Chrysler, what's going on? Why does this happen? You wanted me to ask this question now, right?
Sure. First, I say the topic of next Monday's show, Carl, I'm starting to think you're a bit of a rabble-rouser.
I am. You called me a troublemaker on Facebook, and I am. I am. But yes.
You knew this job was dangerous when you created it.
Yes, I did. I did.
So you're talking about testosterone, once they're on testosterone replacement therapy?
Yeah. It seems like, the first year I was on testosterone therapy, it was only good. Around the second year, I started noticing some thinning of hair, some hair on my shoulders was growing. These are DHT effects. I noticed, even some elevated estrogen levels that were not, evident the first year. And I thought to myself, it's almost like in the presence of elevated testosterone levels, which were just not super physiological. These were just normal testosterone levels. It seems like the body was upregulating 5-alpha reductase and aromatase. Does it do that?
Well, it's when we replace testosterone, of course, we're sticking in hormones way down the metabolic pathway. So the body's normal regulatory influences are not at play anymore. That's why it'd be great if we could stimulate the body, just produce more testosterone on its own, of course,
right,
through the natural channels, or get a good restart with triptorelin or something like that. But so when you start interfering with the natural pathways, then you start inducing trouble, and that's one. And now you see that anyways as men age, even without testosterone replacement
right
therapy.
Right, that's true. That's
it's
true.
The darndest thing. There's these guys that come in with low testosterone, but they have elevated or disproportionately high estrogen or DHT. Even on a 24-hour urine test, you can see, which is the best way to test because you don't get fooled by them. You see both the metabolites of the 5-alpha reductase enzyme that makes DHT and the DHT levels will be up. It's like the body is compensating for the lack of testosterone by shunting a disproportionate amount into the estrogen and the DHT. The example that I give is that, you know, when your lawn burns off in the summertime, for some reason the weeds love it and take over.
Yeah, right.
The grass
yeah,
is true. Dying, but the weeds are flourishing. So.
Right.
Respect to testosterone replacement therapy, the reason why I want to talk to my patients a couple times a year and run labs on is because so much can happen in 6 months. I don't know who is administering your testosterone replacement therapy, if you're really following it carefully or not, but But, you know, I know for a while where you put on an awful lot of weight. If you put on a lot of weight during that time, your estrogen will go up.
Right.
If you take weight off, you know, guys come in, you got to put them on a aromatase inhibitor. They drop 30 pounds. A lot of times you can take them off your aromatase inhibitor.
What aromatase inhibitor do you prefer, by the way, John?
I use anastrozole.
Okay. All right. Good point.
For a lot of reasons. And the greatest reason is I'm a creature of habit. I know how it works. I'm comfortable with it. I have a good feel for it. There are other ones as well. But I do like the fact that it's a competitive inhibitor. I have some concern with respect to brain health. I like to have a competitive inhibitor that can be overcome by the body if it needs to.
Gotcha.
That just fundamentally makes more sense to me.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about the research. Lots of new stuff is out there. Is it still beneficial for men to consider HRT as they get older, assuming that it's indicative their testosterone levels are really starting to wane?
Well, in first place, you know, what are the risks of low testosterone? You know, cancer, diabetes, osteoporosis, depression.
Heart disease.
Cardiovascular disease, sexual dysfunction, the seventh deadly disease, just ask them. Dr. K.T. Shaw from Cambridge University several years ago did a study where she followed 10,000 men for 10 years, and she found that even within normal range, the men in the upper quartile of normal range were 41% less likely to have died than the men in the lowest range. So
right.
Very clearly, even having low normal testosterone is not good for us. I suspect that's because range has nothing to do with health and happiness.
Right.
There are guys, if the range is 300 to 1,000, there are guys who lived at 1,000. So if they do something happens to them, their testosterone production is cut to one-third of the previous output, now they're at 333. They have one-third as much testosterone, but they're in normal range. So your average conventional doctor and your average endocrinologist, who has no excuse for this, says, well, you're in normal range, so have some Prozac, have some Viagra, we'll see you in 6 months. The problem never gets addressed.
Yeah, it's,
so
it's
the risk of low testosterone is clearly there. But it is an unwarranted leap in logic to extrapolate a conclusion then that giving testosterone automatically clears up these issues. With respect to testosterone replacement therapy, it's very clear that when you give testosterone, cardiovascular disease goes down, osteoporosis is eliminated, and the body begins to hoard minerals again, sexual function, depression, the risk of dementia, all that stuff is reversed.
And dyslipidemia as well.
Right. Yeah, it's not unusual to see guys drop cholesterol 40 points. Now, you can see HDL go down a little bit with testosterone replacement therapy. That's because basically so much cholesterol is being brought back by the HDL, it's getting chewed up. I give my guys a 10 or 12 point free bump in HDL if they're on testosterone replacement therapy. And testosterone itself has been shown to increase reverse cholesterol transport, so it's an active agent on its own in our favor.
Gotcha. You know, the study that rings out for me that I always tout to people, men that I'm talking to about testosterone, was done by the California Veterans Administration over 16 years. And they followed some 12,000 men, and they concluded that the men with the lowest testosterone levels died the soonest of all-cause mortality.
You know why?
Why?
They want to.
I was just going to say, because they're so miserable, they want to get off the planet. But, you know, the strange thing is, that if you go into the average doctor who is part of the medical orthodoxy, who is part of the pharmaceutical agenda, and you go in and you say, I'm depressed, I have low energy, I have very little libido, he will prescribe for you an antidepressant. He will prescribe for you, a variety of other drugs. He will not even consider taking testosterone. Most men today have to say to their doctor, I'd like my testosterone checked.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, doctors are reluctant to prescribe testosterone. They'd rather prescribe, a myriad of other drugs to mask the symptoms than restore what is low.
Yeah, I gotta thank them though for filling my waiting room. But where does the stigma come from? There seems to be a separate set of logics or illogic with respect to hormones with doctors. I mean, look how many doctors prescribe Tessip, and they tell the patients to inject this huge load every 3 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
So they're super physiologic the first week, and then they drop down below baseline for the second, third. But where in medicine do doctors completely ignore the pharmacokinetics or pharmacodynamics of medication? Where do we prescribe drugs at two or three times a half-life? You don't find that anywhere else in medicine.
Right.
You don't find anywhere else in medicine where doctors make up lies and purposely damage patients' health by doing so. For instance, this mythical prostate cancer and testosterone link.
Right.
Dr. Abraham Morgenthaler, and you and I and Dr. Gordon have discussed him several times, I think it's chapter 7 of his book, Testosterone for Life, just turns the medical world upside down. It's a watershed work where he proves that castrating men who have prostate cancer was exactly the wrong thing to do.
Right.
This idea that testosterone, quote-unquote, throws kerosene on the fire of prostate cancer is bunk.
Right.
That whole strategy was based upon a single flawed case study from about 50 years ago. So we have been castrating men for decades for no reason. The way to understand that is they're afraid that androgens cause the prostate cancers to metastasize and spread throughout the body. The fact of the matter is the adrenal glands, which can make up, 5% or whatever of our total androgen production, can make more than enough androgen to cause that to happen. And nobody's talking about cutting our adrenal glands.
Yeah, really. That's a good point. That's a really good point. And I know I met a guy just recently at my gym who confided in me that he is on androgen deprivation therapy for prostate cancer. And I said, look, you have to do some research. I said, they may be trying to save your prostate, but they're destroying the rest of your body.
That's right.
And he doesn't. And you know what the problem is? Most people won't ever challenge their doctor. They just won't do it.
Well, we've got to change all of medicine. It's going to come slowly because doctors are so busy filling out extra paperwork to protect themselves from the attorneys and to satisfy the insurance companies. It's really hard to get enough time to move forward.
All right, so obviously HRT is a good thing for men. Let's talk about the different modalities. We've learned now that men are a little bit more sophisticated than we thought they were. It's just not about testosterone, is it?
No, clearly, you've got to monitor estrogen. You should be looking at the 5-alpha reductase activity and producing DHT, different metabolites, and so forth. Expert testosterone replacement therapy these days, in my professional opinion, includes 24-hour urine tests and monitoring the phase 1 and phase 2 detoxification pathways, because we surely see guys feeling a lot better. I get great results in guys when necessary to put in some IC3 or some DIM or something like that. We need to modify those pathways or add some methyl groups if the 4-hydroxyestrogen is elevated. The guys just feel less toxic then.
Really?
And we got to think it's decreasing the risk of cancers as well.
Both
those substances are, mutagenic, procarcinogenic, and just plain bad for you.
I've come to the conclusion that when I use pregnenolone, I feel better than when I don't. Because my theory is, because I'm using testosterone, my testes are not just not producing testosterone anymore, but they're probably not producing a lot of things. And my body is probably low in progesterone, which is a natural 5-alpha reductase inhibitor. So I supplement with pregnenolone in an effort to have some of those other downstream hormones produced. You think that this is a flawed idea?
Yeah, I think we've got a archived talk we did on pregnenolone,
right?
Maybe a couple of them. Well, the idea that I had years ago was just to backfill the pathways. As we alluded to earlier in our conversation today, when you just stick in the testosterone, you're suppressing everything that came before it, or shunting them down different pathways than normally would have traveled. When you stick in pregnenolone, basically you're feeding all the pathways, not just the sex hormones, but also the glucocorticoids, such as cortisol, and the mineral corticoids, such as aldosterone, which you need to regulate your water table. I kind of figured this out years ago when I was treating a lot of guys who came in on steroids. I've never prescribed steroids, but I tried to take care of guys who were on them.
Right.
And they just, felt, that edgy, burned-out feeling you get. And from my own previous steroid use, I was really, really familiar with it. I started using HCG at just, 100 units a day in these guys. And to a man, they felt better. And they also liked...
Well, what do you think the HCG is doing? You think it's improving that... pregnenolone, progesterone, /DHEA, and everything downstream?
Oh, yeah, that's been shown. It came back to a note that I took in an endocrinology class here at Michigan State University College of Osteopathic Medicine, which showed that ACTH, which stimulates more cortisol production, and also luteinizing hormone, which stimulates testosterone production, increases the conversion of cholesterol to pregnenolone. So when you suppress the system by giving testosterone, you back that stuff up. So we just stick in some pregnenolone. And also, a lot of guys have a deficiency of pregnenolone anyways, and I like to get the super physiological levels. And guys with anxiety, we've had tremendous success in treating anxiety, getting guys off of Fexer or Boost Bar or whatever with pregnenolone. Good, natural, bioidentical, and doesn't have all those powerful psychotropic actions on top of it, the negative side effects. So I love pregnenolone, and of course, you know, my own form, I really push it. So
yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Dr. John Chrysler about HRT for men. This is kind of HRT 101. If you want more in-depth information, you can communicate with Dr. Chrysler by going to his website, allthingsmale.com. We'll be right back. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once, and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Branched chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. John Chrysler from allthingsmale.com about male hormone replacement therapy. Dr. Chrysler, if a man does not want to go right to frank testosterone replacement, but instead wants to try to stimulate or re-stimulate his own testosterone production, what do you usually do? Do you use something like HCG, or what's your protocol?
Well, there are steps you can take before you do anything like that. If you get the guy to sit still for it, generally by the time they get here, they've had enough and they want to go on testosterone. They want to go on testosterone yesterday.
Right.
Clearly, you know, getting rest. Vitamin D is very important for testosterone production.
Yeah.
You know, getting zinc supplementation, taking your vitamins, eating properly. That stuff, reducing stress will allow testosterone to come up. And you feel better, just plain feel better. And that's really the goal here. I love it if guys are willing to do it in HCG only. It's not for everyone, obviously. HCG only is good to stimulate the system to produce more because then you basically are feeding the pathways. And, again, you don't have to worry about backfilling them then to achieve a more normal hormonal milieu in that way. But a lot of guys are there on the forums, and some the guys will tell them, don't do that, that's crap. It's like guys put down testosterone gels. You know, don't do gel, that's crap. You can never get a guy who's done steroids to do a testosterone gel. Even though a testosterone gel and HCG together, in my professional opinion, is the very best testosterone replacement therapy protocol of all.
All right. What about triptorelin? What is triptorelin? Is that a gonadotropin releasing hormone analog?
Yes, it's used in a depot or a long acting form called Lupron to cause chemical castration because
right.
It's very important. Pulsatility is very important in hormones. In fact, that's why we age. It basically, is the variability of hormones slows down, and that slows our system down. So. When you use a short-acting spike of a gonadotropin-releasing hormone, for some reason, excuse me, if there are people who know exactly why it works, I'm not one of them, but we've seen good kick starts on just one wallop. I'm now using, just to be sure, as long as we're here, 200 micrograms of triptorelin acetate in a single injection. I get it right at the office or I ship it to them. But we have pretty darn good luck with it.
And so they do that once a week, once a month?
Just once.
Is that right?
And let things ride for a while. We're having issues lately. We're converting guys over to the low-dose clomiphene protocol. And the guys call me a week later, and they're whining how horrible they feel.
Right.
I tell them, you're going to feel a little worse. Well, I just can't take this. I just can't do it. I can't take it another day.
What is the most common thing they say? They're melancholy and moody?
No, they didn't have an erection that morning, so they're sure they're going to die.
Oh, you know what?
I'm just having some humor. We tell them, yeah. You know, you could feel worse for you, feel better, but you got to go through this thing and know you're not going to die. I'm thinking maybe I'm going to back it up and start them on the clomiphene.
I'm one of those guys that clomiphene does not produce any side effects in at all. I've taken as much as 150 milligrams a day for a few days. I've taken 50 milligrams a day for a couple weeks. I've taken 25 milligrams a day for probably a month. And it definitely jump-started my testosterone again after a cycle, but I never noticed. People would always say to me, oh, clomiphene, it makes me moody, it makes me melancholy. It's like, I don't notice it. I don't even notice that I'm taking it.
Well, sure, some guys, everyone is different. The variability across the population is infinite with respect to hormones and their results, but the guys, again, you know the clomiphene is half estrogen and half estrogen blocker between the N-clomiphene and the zeaclomiphene
right.
dimers, And some guys are just really, really sensitive to it. That's why I tell them you've got to ride this out, get through a month or so we know we've had a good trial. They'll run some tests because they could be feeling poorly on top of a very nice androgen level. At that point, we tune up the estrogen, we tune up the sex hormone gland if we need to, and off they go. It can work very well.
What do you do?
He cannot differentiate between whether it's low testosterone or he's getting estrogenic
right.
effect. It's like the guys that are taking tons of GHRP6. GHRP6, you know, for growth hormone production.
Right.
They're actually, as you know, we've talked about this with Dr. Gordon, the secretagogues so powerfully inhibit growth hormone production. These guys are actually cutting off their growth hormone production, but the intrinsic qualities of GHRP6 are such that they feel great. They think it's growth hormone. None of these guys are doing labs to show that they've actually cut their growth hormone production right out. Doesn't take very much of a secretagogue to induce powerful.
I was just
going to
say, GHRP6 is one of those things that has a point of diminishing returns, and it's very, very quickly after about 125 micrograms.
Right, right. Everybody's different. Some guys 300, 400. Some guys can't take more than 80. They're limited by the what I call the ghrelin effect. You know, they're getting too hungry from it. But Dr. Gordon has proven, for instance, with his secretropin product, that that taking it twice a day gives less results than taking it once a day. And you know he can trust him because we know him to be an honest man, but also he's releasing his own literature that cuts his sales in half.
Yeah, right, exactly. He's shooting himself in the foot, so to speak. You know, with respect to testosterone therapy for men, do you think that, well, first of all, what is the average man going to spend on hormone replacement therapy in this day and age? Because most of the time, insurance doesn't cover it, correct?
They're coming around to it more and more. We still have issues. They still, I mean, I've gotten letters from Medco. They seem to be about the worst, where they're trying to tell me, they tell me a letter told me that I have no idea what I'm doing with respect to testosterone replacement therapy, that my combination of testosterone, Arimidex, and HCG could cause terrible brain damage.
Oh, my
God. It could cause gynecomastia. Here was a good one. I love this part, that I should not be administering test sip in weekly doses. It should be injected every 3 weeks.
Yeah, and you want to know the truth? I inject it twice a week so that I have very, very stable levels throughout the week. I cut my weekly dose in half and do it on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
That's an interesting point you bring up, because a lot of times we can cut down on estrogen conversion and maybe save the use of an aromatase inhibitor by just splitting the weekly dose.
Yeah.
And by the way, now I am doing subcutaneous injections with my guys. Finally, shipping harassed me long enough. I finally gave in. I'm doing it. And some guys are doing it very, very well. It gives you a nice little zigzag pattern throughout the week. The guys who have low sex hormone binding globulin levels and they come in with anxiety, basically, almost every man who has anxiety has low sex hormone binding globulin levels. I've never seen any study which showed this, but I just see it all the time, so I know that's true. Those guys, you want to give very small, very, very small doses throughout the week so that they don't have the wide fluctuations. For those guys, for some reason, the fluctuations that we see, for instance, in a daily testosterone gel don't help them. It actually hurts them.
Really?
Because as the levels swing back and forth, the sex hormone binding globulin there is not there to buffer it. So they get these wide variations.
So for
people with anxiety and low sex hormone binding globulin, the stuff that makes other men healthier and happier, it has exactly the opposite effect.
Is it not true that SHBG is the differentiation factor between total testosterone and bioavailable or free testosterone? In other words,
is that right?
I think
that it's a linchpin. It's right at the center of everything we do with hormones.
But I mean, okay. If you have a total testosterone of 1,000 and a free testosterone of 50, the 1,000 total testosterone is bound up by sex hormone binding globulin, and the free testosterone is not. Is that, am I incorrect about that?
Right. And then there's that which is, you know, loosely bound to other carriers. The bioavailable testosterone is clearly the gold standard for assessing androgen status. The actual concentration of testosterone that presents to the androgen receptor closely approximates the sum of the free testosterone, that which is loosely bound to other carrier proteins in the blood, primarily albumin, which basically is egg white.
Right.
So, but we now know that sex hormone binding globulin has its own actions, and the sex hormone binding globulin testosterone complex is not inert, but we don't have any way to quantify its effects, and so I still say that bioavailable testosterone and free testosterone are much more important.
Is there a way to lower sex hormone binding globulin? Let's say you're already on testosterone therapy and your SHBG continues to creep up higher and higher. What can you do to lower it?
Oh, 50 milligrams of danazol. Oral, you want it oral in this case because you want it to pass the liver. First pass effects helps us. We really don't see any liver stress from it. At least I haven't seen it yet. Of note, just using regular thyroid replacement therapy, just normal levels of thyroid can elevate sex hormone binding globulin dramatically. And so some of these guys, you will get some hypogonadal symptoms, even though basically when you treat the thyroid, you speed up the whole body, and so you should get about 10% more testosterone production. You're elevating the sexual binding globulin so much that you're not able to use it. That's something we should always monitor. That's why you should monitor sexual binding globulin.
No, but you see, this is another one of those things where most physicians don't even pay attention to SHBG at all. I mean, they're just finally coming around. I mean, when I say most physicians, I'm talking about the medical orthodoxy. Mm-hmm. But they're just finally coming around to paying attention to estrogen in men. It's like SHBG is like, what? Now we have to worry about that too?
Well, it's a piece of cake. You know, you just want to run mid-range. Here's something I really cooked your noodle. I would rather see sexual binding globulin high than low. if sexual myoglobin is high, I can mass action testosterone over the top of it.
Ah,
I can beat it.
But if it's low, how do you raise it?
Well, I don't want to raise it, but my problem is, you know, you're getting, guys think that's wonderful because they're getting more testosterone. Well, here's a news flash. They're also getting more estrogen. It's bioavailable estrogen goes up as well. And I'm more concerned about estrogen than testosterone, these guys. And we can do whatever we want to with testosterone. It's this conversion estrogen you got to watch out for.
All right, let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with Dr. John Chrysler. If you have questions that go deeper than the discussion here today, you can reach out to Dr. Chrysler by going to allthingsmail.com. We'll be right back. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHRO. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. John Chrysler from allthingsmale.com about male hormone replacement therapy. If you are a man above the age of 30 and you are starting to notice you feel lethargic, you don't have the emotional energy any longer or the physical energy any longer, you're starting to notice changes in your libido pattern, you know, you've been to the doctor and he's tested you for this and that, but he hasn't checked out, done a complete male hormone panel, go back to your doctor and ask them to check your testosterone levels and your estrogen levels and your sex hormone binding globulin levels. In fact, forget that. just get in touch with Dr. Chrysler because you're going to have to educate your doctor. Don't bother. Just get in touch with Dr. Chrysler at allthingsmail.com. Hey, Dr. Chrysler, can you work with people out of state?
Sure. Legally, I have to see each patient. They're to be mine and mine alone, and that's what I like because it's a lot easier to work, obviously. We don't have to filter it through someone else, but I consult for doctors all the country all the time, and I'm happy to do that. The good thing about that is we become a force multiplier, and then that doctor learns about it and is more likely to help more men than the other patients in their practice.
So theoretically, if I had a physician here in town who was living in the dark, and I said, hey, I want to have my testosterone tested, and he wanted to discourage me, how would I get my doctor to talk to you, and would he be willing to?
There are some very open-minded doctors out there. Let's just hope you have. In first place, if you're not open, if you don't remain a man or a woman of science, you should not be a doctor anymore. So you should be able to look at the evidence, and you should be able to. A lot of guys print out my testosterone replacement therapy recipe for sex paper, which I'm proud to say is now the most highly read piece in the entire history of our field. They take that to a doctor, and the doctor can either read it or use it to wallpaper their bathroom, wherever they want to, but certainly some good how-to information in there, but at least get them started on stuff. I'm always, as I say, I'm always happy to consult.
I received an email one time from a listener that we actually talked about on one of my shows several months ago, whose father, he finally convinced his father to go have his testosterone checked. And I forget if his dad was in his 60s or something like that. So his dad went to this doctor, a female doctor, that was his physician. And he had his testosterone checked, and when the results came back, his testosterone was near hypogonadal. It was not hypogonadal, but let's say the reference range of this particular assay, what the low end was, let's say 250. He was like 310. And so he asked the female physician about hormone replacement therapy. And I kid you not what I'm about to say. She told him that hormone replacement therapy was dangerous and that, in fact, his body was trying to protect his heart by lowering his testosterone levels as he aged. This is a doctor, a female doctor, said this.
Well, cardiovascular disease risk and endogenous testosterone levels are definitely an inverse relationship.
Right.
She has no idea what she's talking about. She should keep her mouth shut.
Yeah,
I don't know how else to say it. That's ridiculous.
We actually did an episode that day where we gave away two awards, and I can't say the word any longer. I found out it was insulting to the female audience, but we gave away the two official D-bag awards, and she was one of them. This particular female physician was one of the D-bag awards that we gave away.
You know, I take it a step further, Carl. We should be taking these doctors before their state medical boards.
I agree.
They are purposely, you know, we as anti-aging medicine doctors, for knowing what we are doing and helping patients, get drugged before our state medical boards all the time.
Right.
And who do we face then? A bunch of doctors that themselves do not have very good practices. They're not very good doctors themselves generally. So we have to pay for this out of our pockets. We can't get insurance. It's expensive. It's a big hassle. All the country, all the time. But it's okay for a doctor to tell their patient. Let me give you an example. It gets my dander up. A patient of mine had an MI. He'd been type 2 diabetic, he'd been overweight. We got 75 pounds off from him in a couple of years, and then he had an MI. So he goes into the local hospital, and the rocket scientist cardiologist, the first thing he does is takes him off the androgel because he did a Google search and found out that androgel can increase blood clotting. Yeah, that's if you get erythrocytosis, the doctor's not monitoring it. We monitor everybody.
Right.
So the patient and the patient's wife begged this cardiologist to call me before he interfered with my medical care in an area he has no training. This arrogant cardiologist refused. So the guy, poor guy, is languishing in the cardiac intensive care unit.
Now going through androgen deprivation therapy as well.
Yeah. Listen, so what did this cardiologist do? Number one, he increased inflammation. That's great after an MI, isn't it? He increased depression. He reduced cardiac output. Reduced oxygenation. For the technical out there, he lengthened systole. Shortened diastole, all the things that he did to this patient were wrong for the patient's heart and refused to consult with the expert who actually administered that medicine. That's a guy right there that should be going for the state medical board.
Absolutely.
By the way, 2 days later, his wife finally smuggles androgel, and an hour later, sitting right up in bed, perked up again.
So whose duty would it be to take that cardiologist to the medical board?
Well, I could. The patient's family could.
But doctors don't want to attack other doctors, do they?
Well, I don't. Yes, they do.
Okay.
When we know why, when you're finding success in the patients that they fail, they don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So if somebody wants to use your services but lives out of state, is it best that they just make a trip up to – you're in Minnesota, right?
Lansing, Michigan.
Michigan, I'm sorry.
Yep. The best thing is to come here. I can consult through a local doctor. Also, we have – because so many guys come on my forum and print three-page or four-page long dissertations on their lives and labs, and I can't give away free consults. I don't have the time. We have what we call an advice-only consult. Basically, they can buy a half hour of my time, and I'll look at their stuff and give them advice and so forth. I can't prescribe, and I can't write orders for them because I'm not officially their physician. Basically, just buying some time that they would want to have on my forum for the free advice I give anyways.
So by theoretically, I could get blood work done by my local doctor. He's resistant to help me. I can buy an hour or a half hour of consult time with you, send you this information, and you would tell me how to speak to my doctor to try to enlist him to help me.
Right.
That's
it's
really good.
Very well.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. It's only a couple hundred. It's only $195 too. So it's really okay.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, that could be the. I mean, because you're going to tell them the words to say that the doctor's going to go, this guy did some research. I better pay attention.
And also, I can direct them to different modalities or how I would change drug doses or basically just to diagnose their case and try to tell them what's going on because the local doctor is more used to consulting to an endocrinologist, and endocrinologists, by and large, have no idea what they're doing with hormones. Sad but true. I'm sorry if that shocks people, but an endocrinologist is the last place you want to go for help with your hormones.
The
leaders in our field are family medicine, our primary care doctors.
Right. I was just going to say.
Listen, all the names of the field, of the leaders in our field are simple primary care doctors.
You know what? An endocrinologist today only treats diabetes. They ought to just call them diabetes specialists because
and
that's
they think
all they
can,
do.
And they think they can manage thyroid, but none of them run free. Almost none of them run free T3 or reverse T3 levels.
No, just TSH. That's all they do.
Right, right.
Yeah. That's tantamount to trying to determine how fast your car is going by trying to estimate the distance between the back of the gas pedal and the floorboard.
That's very good.
I mean, it's ridiculous. But, you know, hopefully it's changing. You know how it changes? By educating consumers and getting people to understand that doctors are not God and you must challenge them. People.
Hey, no, wait a minute.
I'm sorry, you are. But you know what? I actually did a show one day where I said, I want people to look in the mirror before they go to their doctor's appointment and practice saying this. I don't think you're right. I don't think you're right. You need to start saying to your doctor, you know, I don't think you're right about that. I'd like to do some more research, or I'd like another opinion, or can you do some research and see what else we can find out? Doctors say things all the time, like this female doctor who told this man that was nature's way of protecting his heart by lowering his testosterone.
Wow.
If that guy would have looked at her and said, you know, I don't think you're right, her head would have exploded.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean I'm right? I'm a doctor. I've gone to school. Big deal. Mechanics go to school, and some of them screw up my car.
Well, that's what I am, is I'm a mechanic. I don't think of myself as a scholar. What we're doing here is serving Mother Nature, and if we ever think we're smarter than Mother Nature, she will jerk your chain up in a New York minute.
You know what? You've won my heart. I say that all the time. That's the problem with our world today. We think we're smarter than Mother Nature. We think that we can outsmart Mother Nature, and that's why the reason for all the disease that we have today.
A doctor should live his or her life as if everything they know, what they think they know, could be complete baloney. Look how many times we've completely reversed our opinions in medicine and realized we're doing things completely wrong. When you realize that, don't hold on to it. Throw it under the bus. Move on. I mean, patients are real, breathing, living people with real lives. They need, especially in today's world, they need to feel as good as possible, be as healthy as possible to make it through their day.
And that's why they call it practicing medicine.
Right.
Because it's not a science. It changes. What we believed yesterday, we don't believe today. What we thought was right yesterday, we know it's not right today. And guess what? It may become right tomorrow. It's always unfolding.
That's right. Look how many doctors have had their lives destroyed by arrogant, lazy doctors, basically because they're stealing patients from them because they're getting better results along the way. Look how many times they've been completely wrong. What I am doing in my practice today is what all doctors are going to be doing in another 15 years or so.
What do you mean? What you're doing? Well, like concierge service type stuff, or
yeah, with respect to testosterone replacement therapy and the management of estrogens in men and the stuff we're doing. It, I mean, we know now that replacing growth hormone reduces the risk of cancer. That was a number one complaint about. That's why growth hormone has been criminalized.
Right.
Because there are idiot politicians out there being led by doctors who do not know how hormones work. And now a doctor can be thrown in prison for using growth hormone uniquely.
I love when politicians talk about the number of people who have died because of anabolic steroids, and there is no one who's died because of anabolic steroids, and that's the God's honest truth.
Well, I disagree with you on that one. I do not believe that anabolic. I'm a normal range guy. I do not believe in anabolic steroids, but except for certain instances where I go a little above normal range, or the post-finasteride syndrome guys, and I think type 2 diabetic males do a little better, a little higher, especially on injectable testosterone. But other than that, I'm a completely normal range guy. But we got to get the doctors just to accept and understand what normal range is and is not before we can go further than that.
I agree. All right, well, listen, John, I want to thank you for coming on the show today and talking.
It's great. I want to say hi to all my buddies, Anabolic Minds.
Oh, yeah, they carry our show now. Yes, wonderful, wonderful. And that's where the official Superhuman Radio Forum is, at anabolicminds.com.
Good deal.
And if anybody wants to consult with Dr. Chrysler, you can reach out to him by going to his website, allthingsmale.com. Thanks a lot, John.
Great to be with you, Carl.
Okay. And we also want to thank Nathan Chase for coming on and sharing his life story about how he started Need to Build Muscle early in the show. Check out needtobuildmuscle.com. We'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. See you then. Get up-to-the-minute news and more. Join the Superhuman Radio listener mail list. Go to superhumanradio.com.